The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Fogo de Chao in Summerlin, Nevada. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food at each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Chile, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience out here on the patio, we're having a great time, are both hungry and thirsty, and they're pouring wine as we speak. My guest tonight is the customer service manager here, Min Nguyen. It's going to be interesting to see what he has to say about this beautiful restaurant. Whether you're just beginning with wine or you work in the industry, Wines du Jour can offer you much information that you can use, at least enjoy a glass or two of wine with your dinner meal especially. Each week we will feature a different wine and highlight some of the hidden gems to help you discover about what makes wine so doggone unique. You know, we got to get to the wineries. We're going to find out about the regions. We're going to find about the food pairings and just about everything. That's what Wines du Jour is all about. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. And if this is your first time, please stay tuned. If you need to know, we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states. All around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and free on iTunes, and you're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and I think that wine is like a hug in a glass. Not a bad idea as far as I'm concerned. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to mention a new slogan in Las Vegas. Since the October 1st, we had a disaster happen here, and we refer to it affectionately as Keep Vegas Strong. And that's exactly what we want to do. You know, we had 58 visitors pass away, 489 survivors, and it was a horrible situation for a long time. And then the following week in Northern California, one of the worst things that I've ever seen, and I've lived in California for quite a number of years, there was a disastrous fire based on 50-mile-an-hour plus winds. Houses were burned, businesses were out of business, and about the only thing that was saved, if that's the way to look at it, is that the vineyards, of which about 90 to 95% had already been picked before the fire started, which is a godsend, the rest of them, most of them made it through okay because, as you probably know, vines or vineyards themselves are basically green. The only thing that is subject to burn is that's between the vines, a little path there, and that kind of burns out, but it doesn't ruin the grapes, so to speak, and that's absolutely a godsend in itself. One of the things I like to talk about periodically is about wine and some of the unique things about it. And one of them that I want to ask you tonight, and I'll talk a little bit about, I've written a little bit of information about crystals that form in the bottom of the bottles. Some people, you know, just look at it and say the bottom of the bottle, or it's a deposit in the bottom of the bottle, or on the bottom of a cork, possibly potassium bitrate, commonly referred to in Europe as wine diamonds. Isn't that kind of cute? I thought that was it. The same ingredients as a cream of tartar. Tartar crystals look very much like that they're made out of glass and completely harmless and occur naturally in wine. It's not an unusual situation, so don't panic if you see little crystals in the bottom of your bottle of wine. There isn't a thing wrong with it. Tartaric acid is a primary acid found in grapes, and in wine, tartaric acid binds with potassium and also occurring naturally in grapes and sometimes forms potassium bitrate crystals. Kind of interesting.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hi, this is Ron Sedgie inviting you to join me for the Tonight Show of Radio every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Now in our 24th year and well over 19,000 guests, the Ron Sedgie Show live originates from our Universal Radio Studios. Celebrities from TV, music, movies, literature, politics, and show business, at one time or another, they all come to the Ron Sedgie Show. So why don't you?
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here on the patio at the Fogo de Chao in the Summerlin. We call it downtown Summerlin area, which is a retail area with several beautiful restaurants, one of which is the Fogo de Chao where we are this evening, and a lot of retail stores. Boy, what a beautiful place to shop, and it's actually located in the northwest part of Las Vegas. You know, with the disaster that we had here last week, what's happened that I think is pretty good is that Las Vegas was just named the most fun city in the United States. Fun city. Hey, there's nothing wrong with having fun. Las Vegas beat out about 149 other cities to become the most fun city in America, according to a recent study. The study used 58 key metrics to determine the winner, including fitness clubs, per capita, movie costs, the average open hours of breweries, and so on and so forth. Las Vegas took first place overall because of its nightlife and its parties, and its sixth place as entertainment and recreation area in America. The city also tied with New York and Orlando, Florida, for the most restaurants per capita. But boy, we do have restaurants in Las Vegas. If you're hungry in this town, you're in trouble. And, of course, one of the alternatives to restaurants is what they refer to affectionately as buffets. And I'm sure if you visit Las Vegas, you're familiar with buffets. You can find a buffet for as little as $6.99, all you can choke down, or $50 for all you can eat, including caviar, smoked salmon, and a lot of other wonderful things. So there's a variety of those available all over. Here are a few of the key comparisons with one of them, beginning with the scoring was 75 being the highest on average. Las Vegas is fifth in festivals per capita. It's first in restaurants per capita. It's 17th in park playgrounds per capita. It's second in bar accessibility. Hey, that's not a bad thing. 21st in Parkland Acres. 11th in fitness centers. So, you know, if you're here and you party a lot, you can go get in shape. Everything will be fine. It's first in dance clubs per capita. Not really surprised. It seems like every casino has several. So when you add them all up, it probably beats out most other cities. And it's fifth in is number of attractions, all the unique things that we have here in Las Vegas. And most of it is entertainment and hospitality. And, of course, I don't know why they did this, but we're 40th in the average beer price. Okay, I guess that's all right. Las Vegas Airport now, that's McCarran International Airport, ranked number 3 with customer experience in the United States. That's pretty healthy, number 3. There's an adage that says everything comes in threes, and I guess it's in Las Vegas as well. Pretty interesting. McCarran Airport, you could improve by standing by offering more dining rooms. That's what they're suggesting. There could be more restaurants because the trend in America seems to be that a lot of guests that go to different towns to visit always want something to eat. And it's not just, burgers and dogs and that sort of thing. So a fine dining restaurant would be a good thing to consider maybe here if you live here and looking for a business to go into. Probably wouldn't hurt. It gives the travelers a sense of place so that you know where you're eating. We love Las Vegas, and we want to keep Las Vegas strong. Okay, let me talk a little bit about where we are this evening, and that is Fogo de Chao. The customer service manager, and he's going to be over here to talk with us a little bit later in the program, is Min Nguyen. And I have to tell you, this is a very unique restaurant. By that I mean it is what they refer to affectionately as a Brazilian steakhouse. And it's the style of cooking from southern Brazil. There is more than one style throughout Brazil, just in case you didn't know it. And the thing is, they have the gauchos as chefs. The gauchos have their own little pair of pants that they wear that's pretty neat. It's kind of blousy or bloomy type pants and high buck button boots. And they have long swords about, I don't know, maybe 40 or 48 inches in length. And they slide meat from the kitchen right on those forks, bring those over to you and put it on your plate when you're interested. They call that fire roasted meat. The churrasco is the perfect steak. That's what they call. That's the churrasco is the name that the Brazilians call it, and we would call it a perfect steak. And they refer to that as the style of serving meat, not necessarily a steak like steakhouses that we would refer to. They also have a beautiful, what they call a gourmet market table. You might call it a salad bar, but it's a lot more than just plain salads. They have some of their typical dishes on that salad bar too, so it kind of changes the whole concept. Small green and red side discs. Brazil is where they originated. They're also located now. They've got Fogo de Chao's not only here in Las Vegas, but in other parts of the USA, in Puerto Rico as well, and last but certainly not least, in Mexico. Not a bad thing. Tonight we have three different wines that we serve, like we normally do here on Wines du Jour, and I'll just tell you a little bit about all three of them before we go to our break, and then we'll talk about each one individually when they come up. First of all, we have the winery is Apostolic. That's the name of the winery, Apostolic Wines from Northern California, actually from Modesto. And I have to tell you, this white wine that they just poured us, everybody's looking at me and shaking their head, yeah, this is pretty doggone good. Well, the unique part about this first wine is that it's a blend that you don't normally hear about or see. And that is, listen to this, it has three different varietals. It has Chardonnay, it has Riesling, and it has Pinot Grigio. And so you can probably, some of the folks here in the audience go, yeah, I could tell the Riesling was in there, and, of course, the Chardonnay. And, of course, Pinot Grigio is kind of a specialty type of varietal, not Pinot Gris, but Pinot Grigio. And the Apostolic Winery, as I mentioned, is in Modesto, California. Now, the first wine that we have that everybody is enjoying as we speak, I think, a very refreshing taste. It's very unique. It retails for about $15. It's available all over the country. Apothic Wines. And the alcohol percentage, as we talk about each week here on Wines du Jour, is 12.5. Very low, if you will. And that just means that it's a lot easier to pair with food. And, of course, I'm going to tell you about the food that we're going to have here with these wines in just a moment. This also has a nice, crisp, bright taste to it. It has floral nose to it, which I think is very nice, kind of peachy a lot of peaches and apricots. It is overall what I would refer to affectionately as a medium-bodied wine. So it's pretty interesting. The blend is unique, and what the chef has put together for us to taste to go with this wine is pretty good. And it'll be out in about 5 minutes or so. And that is a Brazilian beef empanada. I hope everybody knows what an empanada is. Oh, they've already served them. Oh, good. Okay. So there's an empanada paired with a little caramelized banana. How many times have you seen a caramelized banana or even thought about it? But everybody's going, yeah, this is really tasty. So you have the combination of an empanada, a little caramelized banana, and a nice little white wine to start the evening off here in town. Now, you know, Las Vegas is one of the greatest places, I think, to come visit. I know we had a little disaster a week or so ago, but that's the first time I've been in Las Vegas for 35 years, I think. And I can tell you this is the very first time anything even close to this happened. So the chances of it happening again have to be very, very small. So if you're thinking about coming to Las Vegas and for some reason are a little hesitant, my suggestion is you not be hesitant. Come on. You know, we have the finest entertainment in the whole world. In fact, it's called the entertainment capital of the world. And right behind that logo is one that we call about food and wine. We have 30-plus large hotels in Las Vegas, and that just means that there's a lot of rooms, number one. And because there's a lot of rooms, you and I make out pretty good on it because the competition is there. And because of the competition, the price for renting a room is lowered. You can stay here in town in a beautiful suite cheaper than you can anywhere that I know of, including San Francisco, where I lived for a long time, Chicago, Florida, you know, Atlanta, Dallas, any of those places, you'd pay more for the same kind of a room than you pay for here. The good part is so many of the restaurants I told you about earlier are available, so you can always find a great fine dining restaurant to go to while you're here, or, as I mentioned also, the buffet. Whatever hotel you're in, they have at least one buffet, if not more, and you can kind of look around or read some of the information, and you'll find that you're ready to go. So, the rooms, the food, and, of course, where there's food, there's wine. And that's why we're here. We think that wine is food. And the fact is, nobody that I've ever talked to in the 16-plus years that we've been doing this show every week has disagreed with me that wine is food. It's a good thing. It's a healthy thing. The doctors, the medical profession, literally all around the world nowadays, will tell you that they would suggest if you're a healthy person, you know, normal, don't have any bad implements, if you will, you can have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal every day is about the healthiest thing that you can do, along with watching what you're eating. You know, they're not suggesting organic for everything, although organic food is a very, very good thing to look for. And I suggest that you do that at the grocery store or wherever you buy it. Or if they have organic specified in the menus, the restaurant that you're in, that'd be okay too. It won't hurt you a bit. But good wine and good food is about as good as it gets in America. I think that's a good thing for everybody. And I don't see anybody that disagrees with that for sure. The other two wines I want to just mention real quick to you before we go to our break. The second wine is Apothic Crush. Now, the Crush is a blend. I'll tell you a little bit about that specifically when we get to it. And the third wine is also a blend, and it's called Apothic Dark. Now, dark kind of gives you a hint that maybe the wines are really heavy duty. And boy, wait till you find out what the chef has paired to go with not only the second wine, the Crush one, but the dark wine as well. That's the best way I can think of making it happen. So if you're not coming to Las Vegas this weekend, and that's okay if you don't. You know, speaking of coming to Las Vegas, I mentioned that a little bit earlier, but I have, and I mentioned the McCarran International Airport, which is our airport here in Las Vegas. You know, the statistics show that there's 40.5 million people fly in and out of Las Vegas every year. Folks, that's more than most states have going in and out of all the towns or all the airports added together. That's a good thing, and I think that's important for you to know that you're not going to be alone. The price coming to Las Vegas, because it's so popular, is low, and the competition is good for the airlines, so you and I benefit from that as well. So it's inexpensive to fly here. It's a great place to stay. Wonderful entertainment. I mean, what else could you expect? We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Fogo de Chao here at the Summerlin downtown, and we'll be back with wines, too. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wines du Jour, and I'm your host, Les Kincaid.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earned some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at Fogo de Chao and having a great time with good wine and really nice food. This is very good, very unique. As I mentioned earlier, how many of you ever had a caramelized banana? I have no hands raised because I think it's so unique, you just don't notice it. But when you pick it up and take a taste, it's delicious. Very nice, very unique, and I love it. I'm going to start doing that at home once in a while. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit more about Fogo de Chao. They're open for lunch and for dinner every day. Lunch from 11:30 till 2 on Monday through Thursday. Dinner from 5 to 10 p.m., of course, every day. Friday's dinner is from 5 to 10:30. Extra half hour because it's the weekend. And on Saturdays, it's also starts a little bit earlier for lunch, 11:30 till 10:30 at night. So you can come for lunch or dinner anytime in the afternoon if you like. And on Sundays from 11:30 to 9. And, of course, they have not only seating indoors, but they have a beautiful patio. We've got about 30, 35 people here tonight sitting on the patio with the lights on. It is beautiful. The weather is probably close to 78 or 80 degrees in temperature. The wind is about 1 to 2 miles an hour, which is about ideal. And we're having just a great time. This is a clean restaurant, which I need to mention, and I generally do. When you talk about restaurants, sometimes they're pretty dark and dingy when you walk in there. It's supposed to be romantic, I guess, but it also covers up a lot of negative things if you want to look at it that way. And I don't want to get into that, but I just want you to know this is a nice, clean restaurant. And these gaucho chefs that come around putting food on your plate. Oh, let me mention something that they have. They have a little disc that everybody that sits down and has a plate gets a disc. And one side of the disc is a red color, and the other side of the disc is a green color. Now, that's pretty simple. So we want to keep the green side up, and that just tells the chef that you're interested in more meat. And boy, let me tell you, when we talk about meat, this place is meat hungry. They love meat. Well, when I say they love meat, let me tell you a little bit about what they have. It's not uncommon, of course, to have, and we're going to have one of these a little bit later, is a prime cut of sirloin, which is really good, and it's roasted. It's got the great seasoning on it and so on. They also have on that skewer that a gaucho comes around with is filet mignon. Now, that's considered to be the most tender part of the beef, and you can have as much of it as you want. Not a problem. This is with any of the meats or any of the vegetables or any of the dishes. Not a problem. Or any salads. Anything you want, as much of it as you want, is available to every customer. In addition to that, they have a classic tenderloin cut. That's the filet mignon I was talking about. Also, they have a top sirloin known for its flavor. Top sirloin is not the most tender part of the meat, but the way they cook it, it turns out to be tender, but more importantly, it's seasoned really, really good. They've got a special seasoning that they use, I guess, in Brazil, at least here at the restaurant, that is just delicious. It makes everything work good. In addition to that, they have bottom sirloin, which is everybody's popular. Top sirloin, a lot of people have, is a little bit on the tough side. Bottom sirloin is a lot more tender. And then they have most prime parts of the ribeye. Now, prime ribeye is something you probably haven't heard of. You see ribeye in the grocery store or in your meat market. But prime ribeye is pretty much left for restaurants that like good quality food. And that's what they serve here at Fogo de Chao. In addition to that, they have the fresh leg of lamb, which happens to be one of my favorite types of food. And they roast it perfectly and bring, again, as much of it as you like. And what they do is they take the whole leg of lamb and roast it in the kitchen, and then they cut off literally chunks of it for service to go on the skewers to come to the table. In addition to that, they have pork tenderloin that is encrusted with Parmesan cheese. Now, that's a little bit different. And, boy, I mean to tell you, Parmesan on a little pork is not too shabby. It's something you might want to think about with your pork chop at home, is putting a little Parmesan cheese on them when you grill. And you might be surprised that you got something new that you can serve. That's pretty doggone tasty. In addition to that, they've got the bacon-wrapped chicken, which I think is pretty cool. Nice idea. Good pieces of chicken. And of course, most of it is the thighs and the breasts, which is, you know, has less bone and so on. It goes on the skewer a lot easier. And as you probably know, chicken breast is the least tasty part of the entire chicken. It's the most popular part. Everybody wants chicken breast, and I don't know why. I mean, there's no bone in it, I can say that. But other than that, I can't see why you want to have a chicken breast when you could have thighs instead. Because chicken thighs are about 10 times more tasty than chicken breast. And they also are juicier, because chicken breast is basically a natural, dry piece of meat. So you want to watch that. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and wine and food number two here in Wines du Jour. Be back in a moment.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. The best-selling novel, Same Kind of Different as Me, is now a movie and opens up this week. International art dealer Ron Hall must befriend a dangerous homeless man in order to save his struggling marriage to his wife. Jamon Hansu delivers an award-worthy performance alongside Greg Kinnear and Renee Zellweger in this one. To hear my interview with the real Ron Hall, who wrote the best-selling novel, and Greg Kinnear plays his character in the film, head over to MungleShow.com or follow me on Twitter at TheMungle.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states. NDC. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Your Concert Connection, the showroom at South Point, presents Beatles Tribute, Yesterday and Today, the interactive Beatles experience. You'll be blown away. October 20th to the 22nd. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or by phone 702-797-8055. Beatles Tribute, Yesterday and Today. The interactive Beatles experience at the South Point.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. They just brought the wine number two. And I'll tell you a little about that in a second. And they also, right behind it, brought the food pairing that the chef has put together. And I just want to tell everybody here what they have in front of them. First of all, you have a chicken slider. You know, sliders are probably a real hot item, almost as hot as tacos in America. So sliders are everywhere. And this one's made with the chicken that they do here at Fogo de Chao, which I think is very, very tasty. And then second, if you go to Italy and you go to a restaurant and you order a meal, you're not going to get potatoes with your meal. They just don't have potatoes in Italy. So what they have in Italy that they use the same as we do with potatoes is called polenta. Polenta is corn, ground, looks like cornmeal, basically, and it's cooked very nicely. And what they've done here, I think, is pretty unique, is they've taken polenta, made it a little bit on the dry side, and then they've deep-fried it and sprinkled Parmesan cheese on the top of it. So you're getting a nice little crispy corn polenta, a couple pieces of that to go along with your chicken slider. That's pretty cool, at least I think. I mentioned also before we went to the break the fact that we have wine number two, which is Apothic Crush, they refer to it as. And that is two different varietals blended together. And that would be Pinot Noir. And something you don't normally see is anything blended with Pinot Noir. But here we have Pinot Noir with Petit Syrah. Petit Syrah, of course, is a varietal, just like Pinot Noir or Cabernet or Chardonnay, whatever. So you've got Pinot Noir and Petit Syrah blended together. The alcohol content, which we constantly talk about here, is 14.5, which is very nice and definitely blends well. And this chicken, you think chicken is white meat, basically, and you worry about that with red wine. Don't have to worry with this combination because it's very good. And this polenta, I hope you have a chance to taste it, is very, very good. If you take a little bit of that polenta and then take a little wine with it, you'll find that the two together work out really nice, not to mention the fact that the slider is ideal. Not a bad thing whatsoever. So chicken sliders and crispy corn polenta, along with the Apothic Crush or Pinot Noir Petit Syrah blend. I want to tell you a little bit about the taste of this because I think it's very nice. It has a very smooth mouthfeel to it, which I think is very good. It retails for about $15 to $17, and it has a very nice aroma in the nose, ripe berry and cherry. And because, of course, that it has Pinot Noir as part of the blend, you also have cassis. That's an automatic thing that happens with Pinot Noir, almost any kind, and it's no different here. A little bit of cassis to go along with the berry and the cherry, and it leaves you with a very nice mouthfeel, or at least I think it is. The idea of having a crush is kind of unique. Now, again, I want to mention that the Apothic Winery comes to us from Modesto, California. Now, let me be a little more specific and truthful with you and tell you that Modesto, California, for all intents and purposes, is Gallo Winery. Gallo is all over Modesto, and I have to tell you also that back in 1976, that's when I was only about 3 years old, I built the bottling plant for Gallo Winery in Modesto, California, long before I was drinking wine. Isn't that amazing? They tried to have wine and invited me to lunch every day and so on. You know, Ernest and Julio Gallo, you remember those folks? They were the originators of Gallo. Ernest and Julio were the people that I had to answer to during construction. So if there was a question to change or anything like that, I had to go to one of them and get permission to do it. So we became friendly, I guess, enough to where they would say, come on, about 30 minutes to lunch. Let's come back and we'll get you and we'll go have some lunch. And I never one time went to lunch with Ernest or Julio Gallo. Shame on me. And the reason was I knew there was going to be wine and I wasn't really a wine person at the time. I had just barely discovered golf. Not to mention wine. So I was more concerned with construction than anything else. And one other thing I can throw in as a sidebar is that building the unit in Modesto is the first job I ever did using what they call tilt-up construction. You pour the concrete wall on the ground, and then you tilt it up. And I know you've seen that. It's pretty common today. But back in 1976, it was one of the first times that it was ever done. So I was really impressed with how it worked out, and I did a lot of it after that. But for Ernest and Julio Gallo, it was the first. I didn't tell them that, but, of course, that's the way it turned out. So Apothic Crush 2015 is the year that the grapes were grown, and around $15 to $17, I think, is very good. This has a really nice taste to it, a really good, as I mentioned earlier, a smooth mouthfeel to it, has not too much tannin, not too acidic, very smooth for a red wine. But, of course, when you look at what the varietals are, it's no wonder. Pinot Noir is one of the better, smoother red wines that you can find. And, of course, Petit Sirah is not anything to worry about. So Petit Sirah and Pinot Noir make Apothic Crush 2015, I think, a winner. You can allow this to go open the bottle and allow it to breathe for probably 30 minutes is a good idea for most red wines. Now, let me mention before we go to the break that when we say breathe, we don't mean pull the cork and let it sit there, because it doesn't do diddly squat. You got to do something with it. I'll tell you what that is when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Kaanapali Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway, relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour, and I just want to mention a couple things since we're in right in the middle of the month of October, is that October is National Pizza Month. I know that Fogo de Chao doesn't do pizza, but the fact is most Americans have pizza at least once a month, at least 93% according to statistics. Have at least one piece of pizza each month. There are estimated 63,000 pizza places in America, restaurants or pizza huts or whatever you might want to call them. 63,000. Well, I have to tell you, probably 10% of those have really good pizza. And the others are just what you would call... sellable. You know, the average person doesn't know what good pizza tastes like because they've eaten that real thick, crusty stuff all their life, and that's what they think is a good pizza. But if you get a nice, good pizza, which only has two or three different items on it, you know, that could be, one of them would probably be cheese, one of them might be basil, and one of them might be tomato. That's a great, that's called a Santa Margherita. That's the way that they originated pizza in Naples, Italy, is with the Santa Margherita pizza. And it's still one of the best that you can find. Thin crust as opposed to thick crust. I'm not interested in pie dough. I'm interested in a little bit of pizza. So I just thought I'd kind of throw that out. So let's go back now to wine number two, which is the Apothic Crush 2015. It retails, I mentioned this earlier, $15 to $17 a bottle, and is, I think, pretty doggone tasty. I like the berries in this. They're very unique. The color is excellent. It's dark red, almost black, if you will. And with the combination of Pinot Noir, it's kind of unique, and it's a dark, and I think that's where the Petite Syrah comes into play as far as darkening it. It's around 14.5% alcohol, so I think it's a pretty good thing, and it's around $15 to $17. That's not so bad. So let's go now, and I want to talk a few minutes about wine number three and the food that the chef has put together for wine number three, and that would be the Apothic, what they call Dark. 2015 is the year, and Dark is the name of the wine, retailing for around $17 a bottle. Available all over the country, and goes really good with what the chef has put together, which I'll tell you a little bit about in a minute. But I want to tell you about the taste of this particular dark wine. Some of the taste that you end up with experiencing in a bottle of wine is based on fermentation, you can imagine. You know, when the grapes are taken off the vine and brought into the winery, the first thing they do is ferment the grapes, and that would be to crush them and take the skins and the meat and the seeds along with the juice and allow it to ferment. Then they remove the seeds, the skin, and the meat they crush and get as much juice out of it as they can, along with the natural juice that they got when they broke the skin on the grape and the fermentation. So part of the fermentation trick, if you will, is the temperature that the juice and the seeds and the skins and meat are during fermentation. And I want to tell you, it's on the warm side. And in this case, with this Apothic Dark, it is about 88 degrees. That's a little warmer than normal, but it's about 88 degrees. And I just have to tell you, that's one of the reasons this has a very unique taste to it. It has a desire to taste it with some food, is the way I look at it. It's not only just a red wine, and you can drink it, of course, by itself. But to pair it with food, I think, is something that it kind of calls for when you taste it. So what does the chef decide he wants to do that's a little bit different? Okay, folks, I don't know if you do this at home, but if you don't, I want you to start or at least think about doing it. That is when you make mashed potatoes, that you put garlic in the mashed potatoes. Now, how do you do that? Well, you peel the garlic. You can mince it real fine. You can smash it. You can do whatever you want. Then throw it into the water that you're boiling the potatoes in for about 3 or 4 minutes towards the end. You know, when you boil potatoes, you do it generally for around 20 minutes. That depends on how big a cut that you make for the potatoes. And you put it in the water, put salt in the water, bring it to a boil, and then boil it or turn the heat down to a simmer for about 20 minutes to cook the potatoes all the way through. In about the last 3 minutes of that, you throw the garlic in with the potatoes. Then you drain the water off, put the potatoes in a container, get your potato masher out, get some butter out of the freezer or the refrigerator, put it into the potatoes and mash the heck out of it. So butter, and mashed potatoes with garlic, and then a little bit of cream if you like cream, half and half if you like half and half, or regular milk if you like regular milk, or 1%, whatever you happen to drink at home. It's a good thing to finish off the mashed potatoes. My theory is not to make it too thin, is to make it where it has a texture that you like. The potatoes here tonight are perfect texture for mashed potatoes. So if you're not sure how it should be, take a look at what we're tasting here. And this has a little bit of slices of meat with it, which I'll tell you a little bit about when we come back. It's called picanha, but I'll tell you what the heck that is. That's a Brazilian name, picanha, but I'll tell you what it is when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow Spa Expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation. Today, 866-706-3328, 866-706-3328, 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc., DBA, DebtHelper.com, 3325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Non-payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Wines du Jour, and we have an opportunity, I hope anyway, to talk to Min Nguyen, who is the customer service gentleman here at Fogo de Chao. And, Min, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule. You're running around here like a chicken with his head cut off. Tell us a little bit about your beautiful restaurant here called Fogo de Chao in downtown Summerlin.
So, yeah, we're here at Fogo de Chao, and we feature a variety of fire-roasted meats available upon immediate guest request, of course. And we also have a wonderful, beautiful market table that we have available inside with all kinds of beautiful traditional different salads, fruits, well over 40-50 different wonderful items on the market table that you're allowed up there as many times as you like, of course. And after that, you just dine as a king or queen and just...
Well, I talked about the gaucho chefs coming around serving the meats.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, can you?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, just upon your request, you have a... Just whenever you're all done with your salads and stuff, you're going to go ahead and flip your little coaster from green, red to green. Green means go, and then red means stop, of course. And once you're started, our wonderful gaucho chefs come out and serve you all kinds of different cuts of beef, pork, chicken, and lamb, all kinds of different cuts in
Great.
Any type of ways you like.
That's really good. I appreciate that. Well, I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I know you're busy, but I want to thank you very much for doing that. You know, before we went to the break a couple times back, I said... I was telling you a little bit about red wine, and I said when I come back, I'll tell you a little bit about what to do or what not to do with it, and I was reminded that I didn't do that, so let me take a minute here and tell you a little bit about opening a bottle of red wine. Red wine should be opened with the capsule just below the shoulder. Now, you know, when you look at a bottle of wine, especially red wine, there is what we call it a shoulder. I don't mean the shoulder on the bottle. I mean the shoulder on the capsule. And you would either cut across around the top of it or you would cut around the bottom of it. Now, in the old days, we used to cut around the top of it with white wines, and if it was red wines, we'd cut around the bottom of that little ridge that's at the top of the neck. And the reason for that was, in the old days, the capsule was made out of lead or zinc, and if that got in your wine, it could ruin the taste of it. Today, it's all basically plastic, so it doesn't really make much difference. And as a general rule, sommeliers all around the world now cut all the wines from around the bottom of that circle, not a problem. But here's what happens. When you take the bottle and remove the capsule top, pull the cork, and I said earlier, don't let the bottle just sit there. It won't breathe whatsoever. If you have some type of a container that you can pour the wine into, then that's what you want to do. You want it to breathe. And what happens is when you pour the wine into the container, air gets circulated, and air and wine don't really like each other. But for about the first 20 or 30 minutes, it's a good idea to add a little bit of air to the wine, and that's what happens. Now, you don't let it sit for 30 minutes. Or I should say more than 30 minutes, 2 or 3 hours, it's too long. You're going to make the wine stale or flat, if you will. That's not a good thing. But the first 20, 30 minutes is a good thing, not so ever. Okay, the 2015 Apothic Dark is what we have, and we're enjoying the taste of that. The flavors are kind of fruit-like, go really well with the food. That I haven't mentioned, I guess, is the garlic mashed potatoes. I did mention that. But also the pecana slices. And that's pecana is the Brazilian name for prime cut sirloin. So that's what you're eating right now to go with it. And as I mentioned earlier, sirloin is not considered to be the most tender cut of beef, but it has a lot of flavor. And the way they do it here, it actually is pretty tender, and the taste is just great when you mix it a little bit, if you will, with the third wine, the Apothic Dark. Nice combination, huh? Not a bad thing whatsoever. Well, time flies when you're having a good time. Thanks for listening to Wines Is Your Food and Wine Radio Show at Fogo de Chao in downtown Summerlin. And Wines Is Your continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. You can listen to us each week at the very same time that you're listening to us currently at the very same station. So don't change anything next week.